Everybody, this is Tracy. I am still in my hotel room here in Vail, Colorado, and I have been at a domestic violence conference. Today was day two, and I really want to share some of the things that I learned and the quality of the people and the hearts of the people that I have met here. There were speeches. I started my day by going to a Elevating Survivors Voices workshop, and two of my friends from my Survivor Caucus are in it. We're giving it, and so it was so very cool. There were probably 50 or 60 people, men and women, and some of them worked for agencies all over the country that actually offer help to victims of abuse. And as victims of narcissistic abuse, that's emotional abuse. Could be financial, could be sexual, it could be any of those things. But these agencies work with the coalitions in every one of our states. And while I learned today that not every coalition against domestic violence actually has a survivor's caucus like I am, that I'm on, many of them do. And that's where people become advocates. People that have been through trauma, that have been through rape, that have been through incest, that have been strangled, decide that their voice needs to be heard. And they help survivors. And in every sort of way, it's opened my eyes to, you know, beyond our narcissist world. And I'm not saying that we don't need this help, we just don't have a conference, but I'm learning about the different types of things. There was a lecture today on the LGBTQ movement and abuse in that community. There was multiple lectures today in Spanish, and some for Spanish communities. I met people that work with Indian reservations. The mixture of people that want to advocate and help others is so powerful. There were workshops on sexting. Now, remember that a workshop or an event like this is not intended necessarily for victims. It's intended to educate and bring up to latest standards and teaching groups that support victims. So they have to stay on the cutting edge too. They have to understand what sexting is, and there are things about housing, landlords. When you're a victim of abuse, getting out of where you live is a big thing. You might be being stalked, you might have been raped in that house, but by gosh, you have a lease and they're not gonna let you out. There are people there to protect you and help change laws. Sorry, I'm thirsty. That are gonna help victims in that situation. When we think that nobody's listening to us, we need to raise our voices for sure. And just bring in our pain and say me too, don't forget us. But let's see, we had a whole workshop on strangulation. Not how to strangle, no. How these agencies can support victims when they've been strangled. How to help them with their children. You don't think about the children that witnessed some violence. That's a whole nother thing. We had another woman that was dealing with immigrants, undocumented immigrants that are more susceptible and have abuse and sexual violence against them because they can't speak up. I didn't really think about that before. Let's see. redefining survivors' legal options. And gosh, I can't even tell you how much stuff. Tomorrow I am in a meeting, and my first thing in the morning, I'm going to something which is healthy relationship education as violence prevention. And it's given by an organization called Motherwise. And this is a new program for women who are pregnant or who've just had a baby that are experiencing domestic violence. There's help, and these organizations are started by people like you and me, and then they get the support of the state agencies. So I'm sad that tomorrow's my last day, but what I loved about this conference today was we had a love yourself 2 hours off. It was after one lecture after lunch, and they just said free time. They set up yoga for people. They set up trips to botanic gardens, Betty Ford Gardens somewhere near here. They had hikes planned. People could sign up for anything they wanted to, or sit by their pool, or do nothing at all. I have never been to a conference where they have a self-love 2 hours. And that's what we have to do, is self-love ourselves and take the time to know that change is happening. It might be slower than we wish, but it is happening. We have to remember we are a small piece of in the puzzle. But we need to scream a little bit louder so that we can get attention of organizations and lawmakers, police. We always say we gotta educate the police. Do you know how many police I have met this weekend? Men and women that are task force on different agencies. Even the Army has someone here from the Domestic Violence Task Force. I think that's cool. So anyway, that's all I got. I wanted to share this great day with you because it's a whole other side of this violence that we've experienced. But this is where the help begins. To get in and talk with the lawmakers. Let's all talk. Let's all become advocates. That's all I got. Thanks.